one of the things that determines the consistent inflow of income. It's not just the skill set, but the mindset you have consistently developed over time. In today's episode on BYOB Gadgets podcast, I'll be telling you the second problem that is your problem, which is not money, of course. My name once again is Frederick Olasukomi, popularly known as Kuligo. If you are just joining as a new subscriber, kindly go through the previous episode where you are going to get massive value. Last week, I shared one of the reasons or one of the problems that you have, which is not money, that you are yet to place a value to your skill set, your experience, your knowledge, your talent, turning them into products or services that people can pay you for. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you the second problem, which is not money, of course. And the problem is your mindset. Your mindset. Many people do not know that there's a relationship between continuous inflow of cash, continuous inflow of income, and consistent development of the right belief systems. One wrong mindset can affect the financial future of an individual. Most times, we think that money is the problem, but really, most of the time, your mindset is the problem. If you don't fix your mindset, if you don't put your mindset into order, if you don't blend the right belief system, then it's going to affect your financial inflow. So beyond learning the skill sets, beyond starting a business, you need to work on the way you think. I remember having a conversation with someone, I think some years ago. I told the person I cannot afford a training. And he told me something I'll never forget. She said, stop saying you can't afford it. Rather say, how can I afford it? Since then, anytime I want to pay for something and I don't have the money, the next thing that comes to my mind is, how can I afford that thing? How can I pay for that stuff? That is the switch you need. You need a switch in your mindset. You need to switch from scarcity to abundance in your thinking. Riches, wealth, start in your thinking. It doesn't start when you learn a skill. It doesn't start when you learn a business. When you start a business, rather. It starts when you are thinking right. If you can get it right in your thinking, then you have started your journey to financial freedom. Yeah, in the next episode, I'm going to be talking on the last thing, which is a problem, and that is not money, of course. And also, the last Saturday of this month, I'm going to be bringing in a guest on this podcast channel who is going to be sharing more about money. Don't miss it for anything. See you next week, Saturday. Take care and have a wonderful day ahead. Goodbye.